Welcome back to the broadcast, my friends. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. This show stands on activism. See something, do something. Reverse move and maneuver on the Department of Homeland Gestapo. You see something, say something. Turn into a Stasi communist spy. Spy on your neighbors. Spy on everybody. Assume everything's a crime and report it to your local commissar or street Nazi as soon as possible. Thank you for your cooperation. Nah. See something, do something. Get involved. What did you do for freedom today? What did you do yesterday? What do you got planned for tomorrow? I know you guys in prison, you're excluded. You're exempt. You guys are in there doing the hard thing, and I don't expect... Hey, you can talk and you can witness to people and you can spread the word on jury nullification. Ask people to join you to listen to this broadcast if they'd care to do that. Everybody's welcome. I don't care if you're white, black, brown, Asian. It doesn't matter. Everybody is required to get together in this freedom fight or we're all going to lose it. You know, so this broadcast is multiracial. We welcome everyone. Everyone has a chance Absolutely. To repent. We're all open to come to the Lord. The Lord would love to see everybody repent. I don't think some of the wickedest, more wickedest people in the world are going to ever get around to it, but I'm still hoping. I'm an eternal optimist. But this show stands on activism, so if you don't do something for freedom every day, then you're going to lose it. And I've seen people like a deer in the headlights, the sheeple, when you say, you know, make sure you do something for freedom, and they look at you like, what do you mean? I thought we are free. We're just supposed to sit around and enjoy the freedom, not do anything for it. I have to do something every day. Great solution to start with, jury nullification. If you can get everybody in your community knowing about jury nullification and on more or less of the same type of page, boy, you've been freed. You've just freed yourself from the bondage of the witch's court and anything and everything that they wish to enforce. Taxes, statutes, travel laws, permits for every vehicle and business. Imagine the things you could just reject with just jury nullification. It's a miracle. It's a miracle pill. Takes jury nullification twice a day, and your headaches will go away. Thanks for joining us tonight. We're going to do this. We got 40 minutes left of the Masonic documentary that we did last night. I listened to I think the first half, and then I had to get to sleep. But what I heard was great. The guy does a great presentation. So at about 8 minutes after here, in about 4 minutes, we're going to get to there's 40 minutes left. We're going to do 20 minutes tonight and 20 tomorrow night, just so we don't chew up the whole broadcast with it. And we do a little bit tonight, a little bit tomorrow. So we're going to chat for about 5 or 6 minutes. We're going to play half of the remainder tonight of that presentation and half the remainder tomorrow. And then at 10:30 tonight, or thereabouts, after the bottom of the hour break, Lori Anderson's going to join us. We love having Lori on. I want to thank everybody for supporting the network. Gary and Chris, how are you tonight? Let's do this. Let's start up with a prayer from Gary. I would like a prayer for all the persecuted patriots. I want to do this every night. We're not going to win this battle without God on our side. We're not going to win this battle, people, for patriotism without a knowledge of God and the Creator. The two are not mutually exclusive. They're not like a patriot movement and then a Christian movement and then a religious movement over there and this over here. This is all one. Why try to bring the complete truth to my listeners? Not partial truth, not just the sterilized political patriotic part. We don't bring the Creator into this with some knowledge of him. And if people disagree, great, bring your theories to the table. Bring your interpretations. Gary is always very humble to say, you know, he can learn, he can adjust, he can flex. We know the Word of God's been manipulated throughout the ages. Certain words changed, and history can change on one word very easily. And with many words being changed, we have to have discernment. And we have to have interpretation. And we appreciate Gary's interpretation. He brings us the word. He brings us knowledge of Scripture. And people can take from it what they will. And whether you like it or not, I believe this is a more complete broadcast than the others because we try to cover all the bases as possible and not leave out, you know, not just talk about the news of the day without bringing the Creator. Because this show is about activism. Jesus was an activist. So let's get to Gary for a prayer, a couple-minute prayer. Gary, for the persecuted patriots, Tom LaCavara, the Bundys, and especially the Hammonds. The Hammonds are the couple that got resentenced to prison after they did their time for simply managing their own property And don't you know, the woman who stuck them back in the witch's prison, the Wicked Witch of the West, Anna Aiken, is the same judge that Tom has. It's not Anna Brown. It's the same judge that put the Hammonds away, is the one that's holding Tom. This woman is an absolute abomination and a harlot. And Gary, I'd like you to pray for the persecuted patriots and against the evil ones.
Thank you, Eric, very much. I hope you had a very great rest. I know we did here. And Gary Don has no agenda to convict or to propagate any religion. I do not belong to a 501c3 or a organized type of religion. I belong to a Bible study group, which we only do the Bible study. And my testimony is this: I've tried to look at Scripture along with my friends in the way that the Fathers presented it. We use the King James Version. Basically, we have other books, of course, the first, second book of Enoch, and Cave of Treasures, and in the book of Adam and Eve, and of course, the Apocrypha, and we go back into history to read what we can. So this is all that I say. I bring forth what comes from Scripture. I don't make up things that I'd like to see happen. This is our Father's book. It's a book that tells us how to operate, how to take care of our soil, our ground, and how to live our lives, and how to be able to cooperate with each other. And he said, if you do these things, right in the book of Leviticus in chapter 25, he says, you will live in the country unharmed. There will be nothing come on us, no strength long enough. There's two verses that cover that completely in Leviticus chapter 25. So with that, we open with a quick prayer tonight, thanking our Father for the blessings that he's given us and how he's reached out to the house of Israel for his teachings and for what he has done for the house of Israel. And as he said in Matthew, he said, I come to the lost sheep of the house of Jacob Israel, the sons and daughters there. And he goes on into Revelations and explains how he's going to come to the 12 tribes. But in the meantime, he told us to occupy until he comes. That's kind of a military term. So therefore, he's given us a command to do that which is right and in the sight of the law that the Fathers created, the Pentateuch, or whatever you want to call it, the first five books of the Pentateuch, or whatever it is. But we ask, Father, that you would bless the folks out here who are less fortunate tonight, Tom Lochtever, who is locked away in the gulag. Father, we ask that you give him strength, give him the ability to withstand what is brought to him on a daily basis, and pray, Father, for his quick release. And as we all understand, there's no injured party. He's done no harm to anyone. It's just a kind of a trumped up situation and what they're doing to our people, the patriot community across this country. And of course, we all realize about the Hammonds, and we realize about the Bundys and what they're going through. We got another one to add to the list tonight, Steve Curry, who wrote a lot of paper, and he put a big lien against the so-called cabal of the international lawyers. He was arrested Friday night, and he was put a chokehold around his karate thing. It's a military thing they do, and they taught us how to do that in the military. And they put him into a stroke situation, so he had a light stroke. So we pray for his strength and be with his wife as she attends to him. He is in the gulag, locked up, waiting to go to trial, and probably back up in Denver, Colorado. So for those who this is news to, give your thoughts to Steve Curry and his wife. His wife's first name is Sandra. So with that, we'll come to a close, and we pray for those ones that we don't have names for. They give them each and every they the strength that they need to get through what they have to go through in these gulags and lockups and different scenarios that we know not of. And Father, we ask this time, and we ask this, bless this thing to volition, and we say it in Yadibai's name, so be it.
Thank you so much, Gary. I appreciate that. That is sad news to me. I know Steve Curry. He's an awesome scholar of common law, and he's a great guy. And this is really sad. I'm going to try to start focusing in on some of those cases that are going on in Colorado, because the guys in Colorado were really at the forefront, the cutting edge of really legally and lawfully going after these judges and corrupt politicians through paperwork and liens, and that's all they did. And now they're getting busted, you know, for, you know, what do they call it? Threatening a judge and, you know, terroristic acts and threats and, of course, all this. And, boy, and this should not be going on. If anybody should be getting arrested, it should be the people who are in office in Colorado. They're completely corrupt. It's awful. It's run by the Masons. Most of the sheriff's departments are. There are some good sheriffs in Colorado, it appears, but I'm not positive of that either. So, I mean, this is really an atrocity, and this should not have happened. So we're going to address some of their cases tomorrow. We'll bring in Chris after our piece. What I'm going to ask Mike to do is just play, you know, whatever we can do. You know, if it's only 10 or 15 minutes, let's go up to the bottom of the hour, and then we'll pick up the rest of the Masonic presentation tomorrow. And so I want to thank Gary for that prayer. Your wisdom is welcome, and it's valued on this broadcast. We're not going to win this without God. I mean, seriously, folks, it can't just be done in a sterilized political fashion or in a sterilized news reporting fashion. It just doesn't cut it. I know it puts us in a controversial situation with many of our listeners, but that's too bad. And if anybody has a better idea on how to do this broadcast, please contact John Stantmiller at republicbroadcasting.org and ask him to hire you and fire me. I'm sure he'll go for it. With that, I'm going to ask Mike on the board, Mike, our miracle worker, to begin whatever we can get into the bottom of the hour on the conclusion of last night's Masonic
Supreme Luciferian Pontiff, which many was the highest-ranking Satanist in the world. He's also the author of Morals and Dogma. It was said of Albert Pike that he was the greatest Masonic philosopher of the Western and English-speaking world, that he left Masonry, he found Masonry in a cabin, kind of in desolation after the anti-Masonic period of American history, and left it in a temple. He's the only Confederate general to be buried within the city limits of Washington, D.C., and he's the only Confederate general and KKK member to have a 50-foot statue in his honor within Washington, D.C.'s city limits. Now, why isn't the NAACP out picketing that, huh? Anyway, the guy was a racist. The guy was a war criminal. The guy was a Satan worshiper. And this is the most honored Mason in American history. Once Pike opened the door, a veritable stream of occultists began to get into Masonry. Arthur Edward Waite, 33rd degree. He's the author of the monumental tome, which probably weighs 10 pounds, called The New Encyclopedia of Masonry. He wrote many other books. He was a member of the occult society, the Order of the Golden Dawn. And in one of the books he wrote was the Book of Black Magic and Pacts, in which he's happy to tell you how to sell your soul to the devil. Thank you very much. This next gentleman, Bishop C.W. Leadbeater, was the Archbishop of the Liberal Catholic Church, which is a branch of the Theosophical Society. Now, the Theosophical Society is the grandmother of all New Age movements. And he was also a pedophile who was nearly run out of England because he couldn't keep his hands out of his older boy's cassocks. Then we have Aleister Crowley, who probably doesn't need any introduction, but I'm going to say a couple of things about him anyway. Aleister Crowley bragged that he was the great beast, 666. When he was 18 years of old, he crucified a toad upside down after baptizing it as Jesus Christ. He basically was described by the world's press as the wickedest man alive. He bragged about doing 150 child sacrifices a year, and he was a bisexual and a devil worshiper. He had so many Masonic degrees that he said if he were to wear the jewelry of all the different Masonic degrees he was entitled to wear, an elephant would creak under their weight. And basically, I've seen a list of all of Masonic degrees he held, and it filled 5 pages. Then we have W. Wynne Westcott. He's the city coroner of London at that time. He was a high-level Mason and a high-level Rosicrucian and the co-founder of the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. Then we have Manly P. Hall. Manly P. Hall is more contemporary. He just died about, I think, 1991 or 1992. He has been described as the most honored Mason of the 20th century. Manly P. Hall was an occultist. He wrote hundreds of occult books. He was a Rosicrucian. He wrote the monumental masterwork, The Secret Teachings of All Ages and Countries, which is invariably in every Scottish Rite library that I've ever been in. And this guy, again, teaches people how to sell their souls to the devil. One of the books that Manly P. Hall wrote, The Lost Keys of Freemasonry, tells us that once a master mason becomes the warrior on the block, the seething energies of Lucifer are his to command. When this fellow died, he was eulogized greatly, incredibly well by the Scottish Rite Journal. And yet the guy was a black magician. Now, and understand something. If you're here tonight and you happen to be a Mason, these are your brothers. These are your brothers. And this is just a partial list. In my book, Masonry Beyond the Light, I document how virtually every leading occultist of the last century was a Freemason. Every leading witch, every leading black magician, every leading white light magician, they were all Masons. What a wonderful, wonderful recommendation for the fraternity. So, now we're going to look at Masonry from the Christian point of view. Is Masonry, in fact, a religion? I get brochures sent to me quite frequently by irate Masons. I get a lot of email from irate Masons. Praise God. Pretty soon I'm going to get as much nasty email from the Masons as I do from the witches. But anyway, and they send me these brochures in which they say Masonry is not a religion. Over and over again, every Grand Lodge in the United States says Masonry is not a religion. They say it's a religious society, but it's not a religion. Now, what does that mean? That's like me saying, well, I'm Jewish, but I'm not a Jew. I mean, they're just playing word games. I say, let's forget the word games. Let's just look at what Webster's Dictionary said. When I first wrote my book, I went to my bookshelf. I had a copy of Webster's Dictionary. I pulled it off the shelf. I looked up the definition of religion. It basically said this, that religion, number one, is a belief in a deity or deities. Number two, it is an organized system of rituals and prayers offered to that deity. Number three, that it's an organized system of philosophy and ethics. Now, does Masonry meet any of those criteria? Well, let's look. In order to be a Mason, as I've already mentioned, you must believe in God in some form or other. Because right when they bring you to the lodge, they bring you in, you're made to kneel, and you're asked, in whom do you put your trust? And if you don't say in God, you're let out of the lodge. They'll give you several chances. And by the way, you're not allowed to say, I put my trust in Jesus Christ, because the Masons don't believe Jesus Christ is God. Okay. It expresses that belief in conduct, ritual, and prayer. Obviously, Masonry is ritualized. It has huge rituals. It has prayers offered by a chaplain. It has a baptismal ceremony, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. And it has funeral rites. If that doesn't make it a religion, I don't know what. Then it has a system of philosophy and ethics. You are told very clearly, right in the oaths, what makes a good Mason and what is not acceptable conduct for a Mason. You're told what is right and wrong. Not only that, but believe it or not, Masonry promises you salvation. Masonry makes it very clear in the third degree lecture that the all-seeing eye, we are told, awards a good Mason according to his works. And also, in the funeral rites of a Mason, you will find that they have the guy laying there in the coffin with his apron on and everything, and the worshipful master invites all of his brothers to come up, and they place a sprig of acacia on the coffin, and they say, we hold the memory of the master of this brother in our hearts, and we commit his soul to the celestial lodge above. that's heaven. And that's, those are just two examples. Masonry clearly teaches that you can be saved by being a good Mason, and that all good Masons will go to heaven, even though many of them may not know Jesus Christ. So, if Masonry is a religion, is it Christian? Now, mind you, if you're a heathen, if you're a pagan, you have every right to be a Mason, because it's a pagan religion. But if you're a Christian, we need to ask this, is Masonry Christian? Well, Albert Mackey, 33rd degree, another very highly honored Mason from the 19th century, says Masonry is not Christian. I agree. It lacks the distinctive fundamentals of the Christian faith. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, first of all, Masonry does not confess Jesus Christ as God. The Blue Lodge never will say that Jesus Christ is God. In one degree, and we'll deal with that in a little bit, Masons do talk about the fact that Jesus Christ is God, and that's the Knights Templar degree. But many Masons never go through that degree. Additionally, it teaches another gospel of salvation by good works. Third, it denies that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. For example, if you were to go to the Scottish Rite Cathedral on Holy Thursday, that's the day before Good Friday for those of you that weren't raised Catholic, Holy Thursday, and you'll see the feast of the Paschal Lamb. This is a beautiful feast that's open to the public in most Grand Lodge jurisdictions. And they have this huge table covered by a rose-colored cloth that's in the shape of a Calvary cross, and all these guys come out in rose-colored vestments. They all look like remarkably like Catholic priests, and they do this very elaborate ritual about the Last Supper. And part of what is said in that ritual is, whether or not Jesus of Nazareth rose from the dead, we cannot say. Well, I can say Jesus Christ did rise from the dead, and right now he's reigning in glory, and he's reigning in my heart. Additionally, it will not teach, and it does not teach, that the Bible is the inerrant word of God. Now, the Mason might say, hold on a minute, hold on. We have this Bible open on all of our lodge altars. This Bible is open on every lodge, and we're told it's the rule and guide of our faith. That may be true if you're in America. But if you're in Pakistan, you're going to have the Quran open on your altar. If you're in India, you're going to have the Rig Veda or the Bhagavad Gita open on your altar. If you're in Utah, you'll have the Book of Mormon open on your altar. And I really believe if you're in San Francisco, you'll probably have the Satanic Bible open on your altar. No, I'm kidding. But the point is, the Bible isn't really the Word of God to a Mason. In Masonic jurisprudence and Masonic polity, the Bible is a symbol of whatever the Mason happens to believe in. That's all it is. They deny that it is the inerrant word of God. Finally, Masonry teaches that all religions are equally good. Masonry says that the Buddhist, the Mongol, the Din, the Hindu, all may gather around Masonry's hospitable altar and pray to the one and true God. Now, how on earth are they going to do that? I mean, think about it. Okay, we're going to get into individual issues now with the different bodies. The Blue Lodge is what we're going to spend the most time on, because quite frankly, that's where I think 60% of Masons never get past the Blue Lodge. First of all, people ask me all the time, well, how far do you have to get into Masonry before you discover it's anti-Christian? I tell them about 10 minutes. And I'll tell you why, because here's what happens. You're brought into the lodge. They take you into this little ante room, and you take off all your clothes except your undies, and they put these blue jammies on you. And you're hoodwinked, which is true in more ways than one, and you've got a rope around your neck, which is called a cable toe, and you're led to the door of the lodge after making sure you have no metal on your body. You even have to remove your wedding ring. Your wedding ring. Now, do you think your wife would like that? Anyhow, here's how it goes. You knock on the door of the lodge three times. Someone comes and says, who comes here? Now, there's a guy who's guiding you, and he's got you by the hand, and he says, Mr. Bill Snevelin, who has long been in darkness and now seeks to be brought to light, to receive a part in the rights and benefits of this worshipful lodge erected to God and dedicated to the holy saints John, as all brothers and fellows have done before him. Now, imagine your pastor or your deacon in your church saying, I have long been in darkness and now seek to be brought to light. Hold it a minute. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the true source of all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, according to Colossians 2. With those two biblical truths in mind, what could possibly masonry have to add if you're already a Christian? You have Jesus Christ dwelling in your heart. What further light can masonry bring you? Essentially, if passively, you have denied Christ. Then you come into the lodge, and you're made to go around, they waltz you around in a circumambulation, and you go and you approach the altar, and you kneel and you take this oath. Here we run into another problem. The oaths. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 5:34-37 that we should never swear oaths. And that command is repeated in James 5:12. My brothers, above all things, swear no oaths. Don't swear by heaven nor by earth, but yet your yea be yea and your nay be nay, for anything else cometh from the evil one. So we know where those oaths come from. They come from the evil one. And now a Mason might say, oh, well, those oaths are just symbolic. They aren't real. I mean, nobody really gets killed. Nobody really has their throat cut or anything. Well, maybe, maybe not. But if those oaths are symbolic, guess what? You're breaking the second commandment.
Perfect place to take a break. We'll be right back after the bottom of the hour. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you. Well, don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine. And we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's all right, yes.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you. Therefore you're not far better. Then you feel everything's alright. Yes, everything's fine. And it's cool and the ointment sweet for the fire in your head and feet. Close your eyes, close your eyes and relax. Think of nothing tonight.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. Thank you for listening to the RBN Network tonight. Please support the network. And try to remember to support the sponsors of this network. If you need to buy something, try to buy it from one of the sponsors of this network. I was so glad to hear that News with Views is now a sponsor. If I'm incorrect on that, somebody correct me, but it sounded like there was a commercial the other night for News with Views. And I like News with Views. For over the years, I've heard some reports from them, and they seem to do a really good job. So unless something's changed, I imagine they're still the same good old outfit they were. And I would encourage people to check out for their news and reporting updates. Go to News with Views. They sponsor and support this network. Sponsor and support them. Go visit their website. Spend some time there catching up. You may learn something. So thanks for joining us. We're going to try to bring in Laurie Anderson, if Mike can swing that. And while we're waiting for Laurie to appear, let's say hi to Chris in Vegas. Chris, how are you tonight?
Oh, well, I'm doing very, very well, Eric. Thank you for asking. You kind of snuck up on me there.
Sorry about that. What do you think about what's going on? Did you hear Bannon singing the praises of that communist pig, Jeff Sessions? Sessions is great and an honorable man, and he's tough as leather and the blah, 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 blah. Now, okay, so I guess Bannon's fully in support and favor of asset forfeiture and seizure, getting ramped up, more government stealing, more government stealing from the people, bigger drug war, even though states have taken it upon their own sovereign right to decriminalize the marijuana smoking. Hey, that's the way it goes. oh, but the federal government's going to come in and crack down on those states. That's great. That's not a totalitarian, authoritarian,
Eric?
Tyrannical nightmare, and Bannon is supporting it. Well, I would expect nothing less from a Goldman Sachs operative who plays like a pseudo patriot over at Breitbart, and I've never been a big Breitbart fan anyway. It's kind of the pseudo-conservative, controlled opposition, you know, kind of constitutional and never really cutting the mustard. And Breitbart himself, I used to listen to him speaking of Obama, Obama, Obama did this, and Obama is doing that. It was always Obama, Obama. Of course, I never mentioned the Vickers and the Masons, never mentioned the bishops in Rome and the banking establishment and the Rothschilds and the Committee of 300. Of course, it was always Obama. So, you know, that's it's like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity. Yeah, they'll give you a little truth. Sure, Obama's, hey, by the way, I just want to make sure, Obama sucks. You know what? But he's not easy. He doesn't wipe his runny little nose without permission from Soros and Kissinger and the CIA and AIPAC and the Zionist lobby. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I know if you want my opinion, you'll beat it out of me. But anyway, Bannon said, it seems to me he's been following Joseph Stalin's. If you lie, tell a lie often enough, some of them will start to begin to believe it. You can try to make out that stealing things from the American people under the guise of asset forfeiture or stealing autos in the guise of abatement is lawful, but you're still stealing private property from somebody that acquired it, paid for it, and owned it outright as private property without a warrant, and that's a Fifth Amendment takings violation without just compensation. That's an abuse of eminent domain.
And even with just compensation and supposedly caught, there still shouldn't be any there can't be any lawful reason. This whole stuff about you can't be deprived of your property without due process of law. Oh, that makes me feel a lot better. The witch's court's going to come in and give me my due process of admiralty in the law and the Nisi Prius court under witchery statutes. And yeah, oh great, now you can take my property. Now it's okay. This is why the Constitution in many ways sucks. It's a lot of little zingers in there.
Eric,
and by the way, where's the teeth? Where's the meat? Where's the remedy? Where's the penalty for all the
dirtballs
and scumbags in the corporate government that violate it?
I'm proud to report, Eric, that I actually had a fairly positive experience with the witch's court today, although this one was not a witch day. She was actually very polite, professional, courteous, respectful.
Having a heart attack. Go ahead.
Oh, I thought you. I realize it's hard to believe, and you understand. I'm not one to embellish a story for their benefit. This actually occurred, or I wouldn't be telling it. And I was there. I was the one it happened to. I got invited. Now, remember, I had a terrorist phone call a couple of days ago from Katrina Ross, the number one chair, the first chair on the pro bono defense team of attorneys, the same one that Ashley Sisolak's on also. However, today she was fairly polite and respectful, and we sort of have a temporary tolerance of each other under the guise, or at least the suggestion, that she might be standby counsel.
Yep.
She may be standby counsel, but I maintain my condition precedent that I must be extended the duty to approve or disapprove any motions or petitions or decisions she makes supposedly on my behalf before she executes them, and the judge conceded to that, she conceded to that. I will tell
Excellent.
You that the prosecutor was looking a little troubled on this one, because I was bringing up to the judge the facts that the zoning official, without a warrant, without any exigent circumstances, without consent or permission, trespassed on my land and stole something, and then I pointed out and made sure that they understood the concept of Occam's razor. I didn't have to tell them it was Sir William of Occam. They seemed to be familiar with the concept that I had adduced based upon the only other possibility remaining, that whenever that little lying, cheating piece of crap left my property in a hurry when I went to get my cell tower so I could get a picture of him in his truck, he went back to the zoning office and made up a phony lie and claimed that I had assaulted him with a firearm, which absolutely never happened. It was preposterous and insane. It was his own cover of CYA lie that he made up to try to ameliorate the damage that he had done to himself by willfully, wantonly, without malice aforethought, trespassing on notoriously posted private property without a warrant and no exigent circumstance.
Oh, I'm sure your camera looked like a 9mm automatic. Yeah, those guys.
I never even got out with my camera before he beat feet out of there.
Yeah, and that turns into an assault charge. Richard Reinheimer, poor Richard. When I first came into the National Liberty Alliance, we didn't quite have our you-know-what together. It was kind of fly by the seat of your pants. Didn't have enough organization like we did in the following cases to put massive pressure on the witch's court. But he pulled his arm away from an unlawful arrest, just pulled his arm back, and that turned into a resisting arrest. And the filthy, disgusting witch in Queen Anne's County, Maryland, sentenced him to 2 years, first offense. Took him away from his, and then the following Monday after he went to jail on Friday, they came in and confiscated his house. Took his property, beautiful 20-acre bed and breakfast in Virginia. He was doing, he had conceded to pay a $500 fine, and because the court hadn't recorded the payment or something to that effect, they sent him out and the goon squad, the SWAT team, to arrest him at his bed and breakfast on the day that he was having his party for all his customers and his gratitude party, and it was a beautiful event. They came in and arrested him on that day. They saw what was going on Facebook. He pulled his arm back saying, what the heck are you guys doing? And they sentenced him to 2 years for that. It's absolutely disgusting. Oh, by the way, just before you go, Chris, before you go on, I want to just interject that in my kind of trying to find out what was going on in Queen Anne's County, Maryland, I called the high sheriff, Gary Hoffman. And I got him on the phone, and I asked the secretary. Usually you don't get through.
That's exactly one of the points that I'm attacking and defending with on this particular thing, an affirmative defense, is I want a clarification, and I want a declaratory judgment on the meaning of the word resist. If it can be perverted and twisted into incorporating the mandatory due process of law, notice to cease and desist, to try to advise bad acting so-called law enforcement professionals from acting outside scope, sphere, and color of law, endangering themselves, giving them caveator or warning for those paying attention, to cease and desist their criminal behavior, to keep them from hurting and putting themselves in harm's way, to resisting, then that definition must be aberrant and bizarre and shocking to the public conscience, and how devious and twisted and altered it is if you can be called doing something you're required to do by the law and having that be declared a crime. It's an impossibility. And there are Miranda and other Milo and Hillers Hinkle. You cannot make an unlawful act and charge a fine or a criminal penalty for it when you're doing something that's lawful. It's converting a duty into a criminal act, and that's an insane concept. It's polar opposite to American foundational American common law.
Yep, it's the upside-down Mason thing, and you mentioned bad law enforcement actors or bad law enforcement.
Sounds like Eric has fallen off.
No, I'm here.
I have to tell you that the judge was really quite open to my observations. I pointed her to the foundational precept in this case, is did the law enforcement officials have a lawful right to be where they were doing what they were doing? I suggested to her that they absolutely, positively, without a question at all, did not have the right to do that because their paperwork was sham legal fictitious paperwork because it was initiated by the zoning official that was there to steal the car who had financial, fiduciary, and other self-vested interest in the outcome, destroying his precept of required neutrality to be an independent, not connected party to make an independent, fair adjudication of the matter and to be an affiant because he had a special interest in stealing the car. And the judge was really quite surprising. She says, well, you have some pretty good defenses. I said, well, I understand the concept of affirmative defenses, and yes, there are several in this one. That's one of them. The other is we live in Nevada. It's an open carry state. Two, I was on private property. We have the Castle Doctrine. Three, they have the cardinal rule. That's when in doubt, get a warrant. Four, we have the if you don't get a warrant, we have the fruits of the poison tree doctrine. Five, you have the exclusionary rule that if you didn't get a warrant and you found fruits of the poison tree or evidence of crime, it wouldn't be usable because you didn't have the warrant. And four, you have the doctrine of corpus delicti, where you must have a body for a crime where there's no crime, and that's the same thing it says in C versus Seattle that Eric likes, no victim, no crime. And
exactly.
So
when
I put
these
things down on paper, she spent a whole hour going through the papers I had put in yesterday against the council's authorization, but she doesn't have the authority to order me and tell me what I can do and what I can't do. I've been deemed competent. She suggested she was going to have me for writ of canvass. I told her that would be preposterous, absurd, and a waste of the public money to expose me to a third or fourth for writ of canvass whenever I'd already been approved by the state and approved by their own agencies to be competent, which would be just an abuse of their process and above abuse of the public trust and funds and wasting money that the court doesn't have and neither does the taxpayers from being abused. Are you back yet?
Right, exactly. Can you hear me now, Chris? You might have lost my audio, but I wanted to copy. You sounded like you were going through the upside-down Masonic thing. Can you all hear me? Okay, Sarah. Okay. All right, sounds good. So it sounds like Chris was experiencing, he mentioned a couple things I want to comment on. The upside-down, absolute, absurd, complete inverse of the way the republic is supposed to be functioning under American common law or something close to it. It's the upside-down Masonic thing. It's the Masonic influence on the courts through the bar. Don't forget the inns of court that determine who gets to be the lawyers and the barristers out of England, still to this day exercising its influence over the bar, as the Inner Temple and the Middle Temple. And those two lodges are Masonic lodges. Those are Masonic temples. They've always called it historically the Masonic Temple. They got away from calling it the temple and tried to name it Lodge so that people wouldn't think it was a cult and a religion like it is. But and in my conversation in the Richard Reinheimer case, as I was calling, poking around Queens Anne County, Maryland, the high sheriff, Gary Hoffman, I got him on the phone. And usually you don't get the sheriff. You usually get the secretary. They have their gatekeepers. And it's often tough to get past them. And I asked the secretary, she said, can I give him a message? And I said, is the sheriff there? She said, sure, can I tell him who? And I said, yeah, Eric. And she said, message. And I said, I'd like to know if he's ever had any relationship with a cult called the Masons, M-A-S-O-N-S. She said, hang on one second. Doesn't the guy get right on the phone? And I asked him, I said, sheriff, have you ever had any contact with a cult called the Freemasons? He said, I'm sorry, could you repeat the question? I said, Sheriff, have you ever had any contact with a cult called the Masons, M-A-S-O-N-S? I'm sorry, who is this? I said, it's Eric Jones up in New York, the courtroom observers. Have you ever had any contact with a cult called the Masons, M-A-S-O-N-S? I'm sorry, can you repeat the question? We have a bad connection. I just went on for about 4 minutes, and finally he said, I'm not currently a member, but I did participate with them in the Child ID program. And I just got about sick to my stomach. And he didn't say they participate with us, the police, or the sheriffs. He said, I participate with them. That means they're running it. He's in bed with them. He's not currently a member. That means at least he used to be. And there is no used to be. You're either in or you're out. And he made it very clear that. And then when I said, thank you very much for that, Sheriff, goodbye, he calls me back in a panic and leaves a message on my voicemail. Oh, hi, Eric and Sheriff Huffman. I didn't really understand. We had a kind of a bad connection. I didn't really understand what your call was about. Can you give me a call back? I guess he smelled that Masonic hitman coming down the pike because he blew the. It was really sad that he said I participate with them in the Child ID program, and we read the other night the Masonic chip, M-A-S-O-N-I-C-H-I-P, that's the RFID chip that the Masons want to stick under the skin of every child in the country, if not the world, and they have every entity, including sheriff's departments, police departments, the U.S. military, the Department of Homeland Gestapo, and many multinational corporations who are right along with them supporting the RFID microchipping of your children, should you be stupid enough to allow it to happen. Do we have Lori yet? We're going to try to gather Lori up, and we'll be right back after this. All right, we'll be right back after this break. It's Eric, Lori, Gary, and Chris. Stay with us on the RBN Network.
Home homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Buddy Rich. Hear my voice where you are. Take a train, steal a car, hop a freight, grab a star, come back to me. Catch a plane, catch a breeze, on your hands, on your knees. Swim or fly, only please come back to me. On a mule in a jet, with your hair in a net or a towel wringing wet, I don't care. This is where you should be. From the hills, from the shore, ride the wind to my door. Turn highway to dust, break the law if you must. Move the world only just. Come back to me. Come back to me. Come back to me. Saloon and to rack and to room, mademoiselle, where in hell can you be? Well, in a crate, in a truck, on a horse.
Broadcast, my friend. Thank you, Mike. Yes, that is Sammy Davis Jr. with the Buddy Rich Orchestra in 1966. You've got to love it. Thank you for joining us on the RBN Network. Thank you, Mike, for pulling that, dusting that old D off out of the archives, and that's a jam. So thanks a lot. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris. And Lori, are you there? We only just got a minute to introduce you, but you got the whole second hour, sweetheart. How are you?
I am doing well. How is everyone this evening?
Well, as good as can be with the middle of, in the fever pitch of the Patriot persecution that's ramped up under Donald Trump, with Jeff Sessions, head witch, chief witch, presiding over the massive destruction of everything truly patriotic and the promotion of everything truly communistic.
Well, you know what? Last night I felt a stirring in the spirit, and it was wonderful. Something huge is about to happen in a phenomenal, great way. In a great way, and I'm looking forward to seeing that happen, because it's in an awesome way from God. So I'm looking forward to that. We'll be right back after this break.
Well, cool.
The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.